Yan Bab, Memchesa Medalev, last three words of the Omer. Boi Rapope, Hishe, Rapasoyat, Yeholim, Ma, Ashire, Mitzvah, Ke Mitzvah Domi, Eloi, Hey. That's the whole Sugya. Let us see how Rashi says. Hishay Bachasoyas Geholim Mahu Lahapsil Haktayas. So Rashi in this pshat, the Shaila was on the Ktayas, and Bishas Chasoyas Geholim he had in Zin to be Maktir of the Ktayas Lamocha. So what is the Shaila? Is the say machshirei mitzvah ke mitzvah domi, v'havolei ke mechashev ba'avoideh. So just like it's mechashev ba'avoideh. So that's to me, according to this first pshat in Rashi, which avoideh are we speaking about? Ke mechashev ba'avoideh. Okay, we're speaking about avoideh's haktoreh. That means since it's a machshir to the avoideh's haktoreh, so the mele, so it's already, he's, so it's called, he's doing a pu'ule in avoidus haktore. This is a machshev avoidus haktore. Ba'avleike mechashev ba'avoide. So this is called a mechashev ba'avoide. And so the mele will help. He says to work on the to passel the, the Ktayres, that the tongue and avoid the Ktayres, in order to be mefadl the Ktayres. So, okay, so since this is a Hechshel, since it's the Hechshel of the Haktoret, so the male of Havalei ke mechashev b'avoidus, it's like he was mechashev in the Haktoret. That's the first pshat of Rashi. Loshen Acher, Chishei b'chasoyas gecholim, ma'u sheyipsalu gecholim b'machshav ezu b'lahakter alayim. The shail of the Gemara was that, well, the machshav, he's machashav again, that he'll use these gecholim l'mocha. He was machashav this b'shas b'chasoyas gecholim. Lina shaminen the poslo b'hu, with the apostle Fuyot. So now Rashi says, where's the psul pigul? Where's the psul machshava by Gecholim? So Rashi says, lina shamin in the apostle, there's a psul lina by Gecholim, with the apostle Fuyot. Because it's not lael, that was Hesef Ravikiva, that by Gecholim there's a psul Fuyot, and this is a psul Fuyot, so it's called a Kedusha, so good is a psul lina. And l'chayr, if there's a psul lina, there's a psul machshava. So now, what is the shaila? Miuhami boilo. I havich siyosam avoide lemipsel bo machshove. The shaila is a different shaila. Here the shaila is chasoyas gecholim and avoide tepasel. That means that zicher surpassed apsulina by gecholim, but you have to be mechashim v'shas avoide. So the chasoyes gecholim an avoide lemipsel bo machshov. This is an avoide that through v'shasas avoide can passel be machshov. This is ke'aim the way Tosfos learned shad the Gemara before by Chafina. The Gemara knew that by Chafina, by Ktoiras, there's a psul machshov. And halacha would help, Haktorah would help. The shaila was a schchina an avoide that passes the machshav, and that's a tesis lamshad the Gemara shaila, and then the shaila was because dafke kmitze or shchite, which that's an avoda your matrish the chelik gavoya from the chelik hedget. That's one of the talad avodas that is a psul machshav. Kepina is not matrish the chelik gavoya from chelik hedget because everything is aimed leikater legavoya. That was the shayla of the Gemara. The Gemara was poishet that chfina is also an avoide that you could be, that is a din machshav lifsa. So here Rashi says, Rashi didn't learn that that was the shayla by chvid. On the second lashon, Rashi says this is the shayla of chasoy. Is chasoya an avoida lemifsal bo machshav? That's the shayla. And for the Gemara, machshirei mitzvah ke mitzvah domi. V'chi heichi de machsheves vine poslo bektoiris, machsheves chasoya nami poslo bekecholet. So what does this mean? This is the teretz. Machshivei mitzvah ke mitzvah, so Rashi fil tarai met chafin. So that's the chmir that the pshad is as follows. That Lemaise, we know that chavine is an avoide that is a psul machshove b'shas chavine. What does the chavine accomplish? The chavine accomplishes that al yidei the chavine, like there was shloisha monim yaseirim, and these shloisha monim yaseirim, the kohen gadol made chavine. So the chavine accomplishes that this chavine was mevarer magder, which of the k'tayres will be hukta legavoya ayoyim. That is the avodas chasoya. That's the avodas chavine. That is the avodas chavine. So memele. So the emison. What does the chavine accomplish? The chavine accomplishes that now I have the before when there was shloishim on him. I have 3 months of k'tayres, but I don't have the k'tayres which will be oimid lahaktore. The chvine is magdir and magbul. This k'tayres will be, you need maloi chofnav. This is the maloi chofnav that you'll be magdir. So be'emesin, the chvine is the machshir of the haktore. That means the chvine is magbul. Which k'tayres can be used for aktor, and the chvine makes it. So that's what Rashi says. So what does the chasoya do? The chasoya does the same thing. Which gecholim, yes, the gecholim yalamalam is bayer. But which gecholim will be used to be makter? That's the avoidus chasoya. So that's what the Gemara says. So just like we see, so according to this, it's called an andalom, this is a different type of the Gemara, machshirei mitzvah ke mitzvah. Just like we see, avoidus hachfine is considered an avoide. What does the chafine accomplish? The chafine only accomplishes that ayidei hachfine, so I was mavdil and mafrish, that this k'toyres is oimid lehakter, which was not, that's what the chafine accomplished. This is the maloi chofnov, which will be oimid lehakter. So if we see that that is called an avoide, that the person could be passed the k'toyres b'shas is doing this in avoide, so memele the chasoya does the same thing. The chasoya is mavdil and mafrish, which gecholim will be used for the mavd. I have a lot of gecholim. Now gabi amizbeya. So which gecholim will be used? That's the avoide's chasoya. So the avodas chasoya is equivalent to the avodas chavine. That's what the Gemara, that what the Gemara says, machshirei mitzvah ke mitzvah domi, that means that what I'm machshir, the dictators, or I'm machshir these gecholim, that they should be used for the haktore, so that is the din of an avoide. That is the din of avoide. That means I'm a machshir for avoide, take the din of avoide. Chiyechi de machsheves chvine poslo bikteires, machsheves chaso yinami poslo bikechol. So it's got an under a taich. Let us see the Tosfos Yeshanim. Chi shei bachaso yes gechol imau. Vim taimar tipshit lei midalel diktoni gechol. It said that gechol im anifso aidei tvuyoy. So we see a component of the Tosfos Yeshanim. Number one, that the Tosfos Yeshanim learned like the second Pshat Rashi, that the Shaila is if the Gecholim become Nifsal. Like the Tosfos, like the Tosfos Yeshanim, so he's gecheben, he's gespalt. Since we see that Gecholim on Nifsal day Tvuyoyim, Apostle Tvuyoyim, Apostle Nami Lina, the possible lina, so then there's machshavas lina possible. So what is the shayla of the Gemara? Yeshloima the davke b'mili the hakrove who the pshita hochi. That by hakrove there's a psul. I think Taisus means to say as follows: by hakrove we find a psul of midaline paiseles is machshav and nami pasos. That a din we find in Dvorim hanikroven. This whole musik of machshav and paiseles is just like if you'll just like lina pasos, so just like leaving it over will pasel it to you can't if you leave it over you can't be machped it to tomorrow. It's pasel avoided. So the machshave to leave it over passes also, but that's a psul that was said by dvorim hanikrovim. The dafke mili dakrovu the pshitochi. Avoloi begecholim she'enam gufakom. So who says bechlal that there's such a psul? That there's such a psul of machshave? Who says this is a third pshat in the Gemara? Who says there's such a psul of machshave over here? According to Rashi, the Zirabsul Machshava, the Shaila is the Shas Chasoya Azman Avoid to create this world, the Zirabsul of Machshava. The Taisi Shishonim learned, is there Bechlal such a Psul? So what's Emphat the Gemara Machshirei Mitzvah Ke Mitzvah Domi? That it means just like by the Dvorim Hanikrovim alone, there's a Psul Machshava. So the dvarim which are machshir, the dvarim anikom, there's also a psul machshava. A third pshat in the Gemara. Chishay, now let us see Tosfos. Chishay b'chasoyes kechol imal. Hiksha Rashi, amai loy poshet nami, meyahi dohoysef rabekive, with the posel bu tvuyoy, posel bu huline, posel bu machshava. But, so Rashi, yes, we see, we don't have, Rashi says the Teretz already, Linish, I mean, it's possible, it's possible for Yoy, Homi Boylon, Yavch Shosam, avoid the Lamifsal of Mashal. Rashi says the Teretz. Okay, but Taisus brings down the Kashi from Rashi. Yes. So why in your poishes from Rabbi Kiva? We have a formula, whenever Tzvul Yoyim passels, Lina passels, whatever Lina passels, so then the machshav is lina pasul also. The linire, the nehei the lina pasul abo. Taket is a psul lina by gecholim. Iloi cheshiva avoide. If chasoya is not considered avoide, loi pasul abo machshav. So a machshav wouldn't pass. Taita. So that means everything that is a psul lina, but the machshav has to be done v'shas avoide. Taita, Shrei Kiddush Mincha, Yemekadish the Mincha, Vanachosot the Bisa, Bisa, Rashi says in Menachos, is a Klishoris, Shaboy Boilulin Mincha. Poslabot will join the Lina. It gets a Klishis Aguf, Tvuyoim will pass, Lina will pass, but the Lahochi, Mchishiv, Bishas Hanachosot, but it will be Mechashiv, Bishas, he's putting it into this Bisa, like Poslabot Machshoven. That means even the klisharis, even though the klisharis is a hechetimtim, that will bring up, that makes a kedushas agu, that is a psul tvuyoyim, a psul lina, but al kaponim, if he'll think b'shas is putting it into this klisharis, there's no psul machshav. V'chein b'shas yitzik ablilu l'apostol abo machshav, ele bedalav avaydu shebemimche. That means the chiddish of psul machshav was this chadish, by Dawud Avoyde Shebe Minche, she yesh kenek dom be Zevach. He says, the Yesod of Psul Machshove says, by Zevach, that, Shchit is Rike, Kabbalah Neiloche, and Lechayre, you have the same thing by a mincha that Dawud avoides kmitzim kiddush kelim nelov nachdorim. Lahochi mi boilei So b'sal kaponim, not everything that is mesaveh v'kedushas haguf that's called an avoyde that machshava v'pasal. The machshava has to be b'shas an avoyde. What's the shayla? Alohachi mi boyle. Im timtza loyma chafines keteires chshiva avoyde. If you'll say that chafines keteires is an avoyde, kemoy kemitze. And that's what we wanted to say that before. Chasoyes kecholim al. So is chasoyes kecholim an avoyde for kecholim? Machshirei mitzvah ke mitzvah domi. So the Gemara says, yeah. Machshirei mitzvah ke mitzvah domi. Vachafina arichtehi. So it's one long chafina. Vahave chasoyas kecholim. Now, we have to understand what Taisvus is saying. Taisvus is saying, as you saw, that even though Taisvus learned law like the second Pshat in Rashi, that we're clearing will machshove pasel the Gecholim. That was the Shaila. Machshove b'shas chasoya will not pasel the Gecholim. And what is the shayla of the Gemara? That even though there's a psul leinan gecholim, you have to be mechashev b'shas avoyde. The machshav v'shaloi b'shas avoyde is no good. And you need dalad avoydes. So by a zevach, you have your dalad avoydes, shchitas rikim. By a mincha, you have your dalad avoydes, kemitze. So now here we're clearing a shayla. If the chasoy is gecholim, so here we build. Is the chasoyas gecholim considered an avoida for the gecholim? Like chfinas k'tayres, which is considered an avoida for the k'tayres, that will pass. Will pass all the k'tayres. The Gemara answers, machshir ein mitzvah ke mitzvah domi. The chafina arichtei, so it's one long chafina. Ava chasoyas gecholim ava chafina v'mokim k'mitz. So, The words of Taisvus, if you'll take them literally, so Taisvus is saying that the Chasoyas Gecholim is one long chain with Chafina, it's a Chafina Richter. If that's Pshat, maximum two things are shver. Number one, so if we're saying that this is a beginning of the Chafina, because Taisa says like this, with the chafina we learned out that pasels in the Kamashmon, this is a chafina arichte. This is a chafina arichte. So if we attach it to the chafina, so it should be a psul in the k'tayres, not in the gecholim. If we're saying that this is considered one long chafina arichte, so that the chafina is a psul in the k'tayres. The chafina we didn't have is a psul in the chafina can pasel the k'tayres, just like the kaimit pasels the mincha. We didn't have the tachvina kepasel to gecholim. Number one. L'chayre tachvina, ha'zei b'achsach mea. And number two, l'chayre, it's very difficult to understand why is this called a chafina arichte? And what does it mean with this tachvina? You talk about aktore, something else, but this is the ascholos aktore, this is the hechsher aktore. But why do you shepherd the suit in a chafina? I think Taisvus means to say, even though the Lashon is not mashma like that, the same shad we had said in Rashi. Chafina richtehi, it means it's a duplicate of chafina. Just like chafina, the avoidus hachfina is, to be magdil. What k'toiris will be oimid lahaktore, that's avoidus hachfina. And that avoidus, you could be mefago b'shas that avoidus. So Chasoyes Gecholim is the same thing. This is an Avoide that's Magdir, which Gecholim you'll be using. So it's like, and that's what the Gemara says, Machshirei Mitzvah ke Mitzvah. That's the Avoide that is Machshir the K'tayres, to be Nikta. The Avoide that is Machshir the Gecholim, that they should be the Gecholim that will be Magdir Aleihem, that's a Machshir Mitzvah.
That is the din of a mitzvah, is the din of an avayde, which passes also. I saw in the Siach Yitzchak, he says that Taisus did not have what the Gils and Rashi, what we have in Rashi. And Bamison, Taisus says what Rashi said. As I looked the Siach Yitzchak. So if in Kainim Anachmu, we said the right, that's what we said Pshat and Rashi, that's what Rashi means. Because Rashi says, Machshir in Mitzvah, ki Mitzvah Yechid, the Machshav is Chafine, Apostle of Teiris, Machshav is Chosheinami, Apostle of Gecholim. So that means that's Fakert, we say that Chesoye, Rashi doesn't say it's one long Chafine, it's a Limud. Just like Chafine is Navoide, that passes the Teiris, or this passes the Gecholim. He says Teiris means the same thing like Rashi. Period. Besides Perek Tvul Yoin, Boi Rab Yirmiyem, Lina Ma'usha Toyo, Bipsar, Porim, Anishofim, Osirim, Anishofim. Rab Yirmiyem Klad HaShayla, is there a psulina by the Bosa of Porim, Anishofim, Osirim, Anishofim? Now, the Bosa of the Porim, Anishofim, Osirim, Anishofim is unique. You don't burn it ala mizbeach. You burn the chutz l'machne. So there's no din achilas mizbeach, and this is a din tzreif for chutz l'machne. Is there a psul lina? That's the Gemara Shaila. That means if it will not be burned by the shkiyah, so it'll be posel. Ad Rav Shani, Shaila. V'shovin, ad v'shovin, the Gemara feels so, shim chishay, what if he was machashet, v'achilas polim, one of the two. He was machashed, he's going to eat the bsar of the porim tomorrow. Ubisreifosim, or he was machashed, he is going to burn the bsar of the porim tomorrow. By yosev loiklum. So it's nothing. So the Gemara asks, Sakash, the Gemara works backwards. Maila, mita machshav loiposlo. Since we see that machshavis lina doesn't passel, Lina nami loy poslo. So Lina also doesn't passel. How could you say there's a psul Lina? By psa poraman is chofim, if Marshav doesn't passel, Lina doesn't passel. Vidochi lo, Marshav loy poslo, Lina poslo. The Mos says no. Could be there is a psul Lina, but there's no psul Marshav. So we see from that Gemara that this formula, which we had so nicely said in our Gemara, that me the the Gemara says over there that it's not true. It could be Lina Pasels and Machshavas Lina Mon Pasel. So Mamela now we're in hot water. When I'm talking about the Hochi Maskinin, the Machshavas, so how was Agamora able to prove that since there's a psul lina by this psul machshav, the possible lina by chavina that the chavina makes reza kedusha saguf, and there'll be a psul lina possible machshav, this will be a psul machshav if he's machashav lahole. The yeshloima emphasizes hoche kiven b'achilas mizbeyachu, with the possible lina possible machshav. Amol boso porim. Sirim and Nisrofim, Nisrofim, Chutz Lagimu Machnes, Nehid Alina Poslabu, Dilma Machshav Loi Poslabu. Lechayre Taisus means to say as follows. The whole psul of Pigol is, Viz Machashev Loch Loi Chutz Lazmana. Viz Machashev Loch Loi Chutz Lazmana. So there's two types of Loch Loi. There's Achilas Odom, is the Sadar the Pasol, the Bosso, that's a Middle Achille. This is Achilles Mizbeya, that's a Bayan Oilo, the Machashev, to be Makter, Kutzlus Manoi. So the whole Psul Machshove is, if you're Machashev for an Achille, Kutzlus Manoi, so it passes whatever you are Machashev about. So, but over here, by Purim and Nisrof, Mistiram Nisrof, there's no Achille, there's no Achilles Mizbeya, there's no Achilles Odom. His machashev will burn it tomorrow. So that's no psul. There's no psul. So pshat is, so why doesn't machshava passel? Because this is not a machshava peiselas. That means if a person would have a true machshava peiselas, so then there's a formula. Midalina poslo, machshava poslo. But over there, the Gemara means to say, you don't have, he's not mechashim the machshava peisalas. Machshava peisalas is a machshava that'll be eaten chutzlus mano. You need either achilas odom or achilas mezbeya. Schaiva mechutzlus machna is not either of them. So mameila, that's what doesn't pass. So Taisus weiter, mim taima, the hoche maskinin, the machshava posla biktaitis. The maskonis ha-gemore is that the machshava does pasal b'ktoiris, that's our maskonis. B'zvochim perik b'sham ha-iknam, elu dvorim, she'ein chayovim alayhem mishum pigul, you're not chayv al spigul, ha-ktoiris, you're not chayv al spigul, ktoiris. And the Rashi explains in the Mishnah, there's a whole bunch of chafetim, there's no chiyuv pigul. The reason is as follows. The reason is because the holiest of pigul is only on a dovo sheyesh loy matirim acher. That's how Rashi explains in the Mishnah. That means sarah kolm, so the dam is matter the boso, so it can be so if it's a din pigul that you now resist a chorus on the boso. Because the dam is a matir, so mamela if you Yibishas is rikas hamater, avoidus hamater, yom mechashev, it should be mater, and chutzlus manay, that's chorus. By ktoiris, there's no mater, there's not something that you mater the whole ktoiris. So a mele, therefore there's no din pigul. Pigul is only by avoidus hamater. So al kaponim, as oish tanyan amishta, and we have a whole sugi over here, that there is a din pigul by ktoiris. That was the whole sugi of the This is a machshava b'shas chavina. For the halt, the shaila was, will chavina make a pigul? But the Taisa said before, haktol zicha make a pigul, and halacha will make a pigul. There says enough in the mission. There's no pigul by ktayra. Yeshloima, that what it says over there. Ein chayav le'mishum pigul. That means ein chayav le'ton yosma hanel ischayiv kores ha'oichlo. The mission is speaking about by pigul. There's a halacha that a person who eats pigul is chayiv kores. So so the din is the chorus that is the chiyuv chorus that is chal on a dover on his pagel that is dafke if the machshove was b'shas he was oisik in the avodas hamater. I mean something that has a mater and so there the aloch is it was machashev b'shas avodas hamater loch lechutz l'zmanoi it's chal a chiyuv chorus on they think he was a mechashivan, and the mele is chayiv kores. By ktoiris, there's no dover hamater, it's not the yemakter, the whole ktoiris. So there's no chayiv kores, ala chilos, mil mifsel ay de machshav espigl, or will become posa de machshav espigl. The lohochi ya'anik zeire shove, the meloi meloi mi minchas chayite. That we learn, the zeire shove tells us that there's a psul machshav. There's no chiyuv kores, no chiyuv kores. So to our whole sugi that we're learning about is a psul machshove means a psul machshove that al yidei the machshove will passel it laktores. It can't be matter the ktores. It was a psul machshove. But a chiyuv kores there won't be because the chiyuv kores is only told if there's a matter, you a machashe b'shas avodas hamater. Regav namrini b'sefer kama dezvohim, Rab Shimon Oimer Kol She'ein Al Mizbeach Achitze En Chayav Nolov Mishum Pigu. After Lohochi Kamaras Amayit Rab Shimon Liposel Mikal Vachayim Deshloi Lishmon. So we see that Pigu and Psul is two different inyonim. Pigu means that the Zachi of Kores Al Achilosoi. And Psul means that it's possible like Chavet. So one is no shaykhas with the other. I just was nesayra a little, so Taisvah says that what it said in the Mishnah, that you're not, ein chayov mishum pigul, says ktoiris. Ktoiris you're not chayiv al pigul. So Taisvah says, what does it mean you're not chayiv al pigul? That it's no chiyuv kores if you eat it. So l'chayre reshtikul ha'ore, Rashi in Pesachim says, if you test, Ashi says, there it speaks about that Ktairis and Levoine are Mekabel Tume. So Ashi asks, how it's Mekabel Tume? Here we also have the same thing there. Here's Mekabel Tume from Atzul Yain. So there Rashi explains, how is it makabel tumah? It's not a machel. Kteiris is not a machel. Levoin is not a machel. How is it makabel tumah? Only oichlam a makabel tumah. So Rashi says, chibas ha-koydish mashveyu l'machel. Fine. So then chibas ha-koydish mashveyu l'machel. So l'cheire, we see that there's another problem of kteiris. Kteiris is not a machel. So how could there be a chiyif koris on a isra achila? The Mishnah says over there that there's no chi of koris because there's no matir. A different thing. In Hilchas Figel, there's no chi of koris. But I say it's be'etzem. So it's kapast a chi of koris. How could there be a chi of koris al achilas k'toiris? It's not even a macho. But it seems that, I saw Taisvus and Zvochim, and Gimel Amet Beis, and the Rambam says in Hilchus Peirik Yudches Halachi Beis in Hilchus Psulei Megdoshim, if a person eats a kezayis al levoino shen nitma is loike. The Chazanishin Zvachim says the chibis hakodesh mashvei la oichel linyin chiyev achila. So just like there's a din chibis hakodesh mashvei la oichel, that is a shame oichel legabi kabolas tume legabi in isar achila. It also is a shame oichel. So memele, so what get past achiyev kores beetsim by k'toyres also als chibes hakodesh mashvei loichu. Now there's a difference. The Mishnah says there's no achiyev kores because of a different cheshme. Because there was no machshove b'shas avodas hamat. Period. Zok the Gemara weiter. Boy minei merav sheishes. Boy minei merav sheishes. Hiloche b'smoil mahal. What is the haloche if a person was moilech the dam of a kolbun while he was holding it with his left hand? Like this, an avoda has to be done by yamin. What is the haloche if hiloche was done b'smoil? Let us see what Rashi says. Hiloche b'smoil mahal. Hilochas hadam mi boila. Kabola uzrike d'chsi b'hu kehune pshitalon d'chomokim shenema etzba u'kehune ein ali yamin. So that I know has to be the yamin. It mentions kehune has to be the yamin. Avul heiloch eleksi behedye. It doesn't say befeirish. The whole avoid of heiloch doesn't say befeirish. And how do we know that it's avoid of heiloch? And with the afke rachmona le kabola b'loshen heiloch, the sanye v'ikrivu zu kabola sadom. But it says the Loshon HaKrove, Avkulam Maseches Gagige, she avoide. It is avoide of Heilocha. But it's an avoide that's nirmaz in the Pasuk. Not beferish a Pasuk. So memele, so since it doesn't say beferish, and by this avoide it doesn't say kohune, by this avoide it doesn't say etzba, so there's no psul of smil. For me, you smil, you call a main with leikosel. No leikosel, but kohune behedye. So memele could be smil as kosh, or could be not. By halacha, there's also a psul of smil. Om aluhu rav sheishes t'nisua. We learned in our Mishnah. Not al as hamachta b'yeminoi, v'sakaf b'smiloi. So you see, there's a halacha, he's moilech the malechofna to the kodesh kadoshim, and it's b'smil, he's holding in his left hand. Period. Frank the Gemara, the nipshitlu, why was rav sheishes n'poishet? Und der Hiloch es hakaf, wie poishet von der Hiloch es hazevach. Maho, bislan, o regel shal yamin, bismayl. It says, when the person who was zoiche, he won the pious to be male, the roish akebes, and the kebesh, so he held the roish akebes, in his right hand, and a regel shal yamin, bismayl. And the regel shal yamin was in his left hand, who based oira lechutz, and the makim that's mechusa with oir that was facing the people, and the makim achtach was facing him. But al kaponim, so you see, afilu by zevach, there's a halacha that halacha b'smeil is kosher. So the Gemara asks, why do Rav Sheishes have to bring a raya from our Mishnah, bring a raya, a better raya from this Mishnah? That he could make a loch of Ismail from that the coin was Meilech, the regal Yamin Bismail. The Gemara says, no, he's being a better guy. He may also have a minahanim mili heilach the loyma akve kapor. I would think the heilach and the smell is good, because we're speaking about a dovo that is not an iker in the kapor of sakol. That means the kapor of sakol was totally in the zrikas hadam. So the mele by the zrika, the steitzach you need yamin. No, that, so it could be, not the steitzach, so it could be by the zrikas hadam you need yamin. That's the Iker Kapore. Masha'enke, that was the Shaila. Masha'enke, Hilochas Regul, which is the Haktor of the Korban. The Haktoras Eivorim is not Ma'akit. The Iker Kapore is with the Zrika. So it could be by a Dobo, that's not Ma'akit, the Kapore, then Hilochas Moil is good. Over Dam, our Shaila was by the Hilochas Adam, since the Kapore is in the Zrika's Adam. Could very well be that a loch of Ismail will be puzzled. So therefore he brings a raya from the loch of Sakaf. That's zikha that the kaf is machaper. The kaf is machaper. We had a lashonor is machaper. And a loch of Ismail helps. So we see a filulat bedobo. Shakapora tui boy helped a loch of Ismail. That's a Rav Sheshes was poshet the shaila of a loch of dam Ismail from a loch of Kap Bismail, and he wasn't poshed it when they lochas regal yamin Bismail. Period. It's Kamash Malon, that's why he brought this Mishnah. Ha Mishnah. Zot Rashi, es a kap Bismail, amak sheira Bismail, the tip shleim ahod the big gupoi, shel zevach kamari, that's the Shash's Gilson. A regal shall yamin bismail. Misha zocha lahat lahalois lakevesh a roish veregal. A kabu beyad miyad haman menateyach as a roish bimini. It's regal a yamoni shall tomid the kabu bismail. Face oiroi lachutz. Mokim chatach lachnim. The chelik as mchus boir, that's facing the people. Lapikoin vechino. Hani mili heiloch heiloch as heiborim b'lei ma'ak v'kapor, shein kapor ala b'da. Uvaatz moishle uktor heibor av kosha. Abul heiloch as dam, v'da ma'ak v'kapor hu, heime loy niskasher b'smoil. Amelis, that's why Rav Sheish is brought a raya from heiloch as haktayres, which is also kosha b'smoil. Let us see Taisus. Heiloch b'smoil ma'u, teime. Ilay asik adaita lemifshet mi lokach es akach bismoilam. If he didn't think of this, zmaika mi boile. Oma pe kama des vachim, de lachol mili hei loche loy nafke mechlal kabol. What was his shaila? If he realized there's a mishne that says hei loche bismoil is good, hei loche sakach, so what's the shaila? Or she should take a poishet. If he didn't realize it, so right about the shayla. So we know halacha is like kabbalah. So it's like kabbalah needs you mean, so halacha also needs you mean. So what would the shayla? Shlomit igufa misafkelu, igamrinim mikaf. He knew that by kaf halacha smoil helps. He was mesupik to learn out from kaf. Hoi ike shum svore, she'ein lil maid misham, v'neima halacha leisivka miklal kabbalah. Okay, that was his suffix. He knew kaf, we see a loch of smell is good. It's a mamela, so maybe, a loch of sadam, the smell should also be good. But maybe there's a svara to be mechalik, but neima, a loch of leisivkal, a ike shum svara shen lil mid misham, but neima, a loch of leisivkal miklal kabal. A pashadu rab sheishis, the gamrini mino, so rab sheishis said the gamrini mino. The kivin, the cause of Rachmona, avo achas b'kteiros. Since the Torah said that the k'teiros and the macht they have to be brought in one shot, v'yev shalaseis b'avo achas, and you can't bring it in one shot, alim kein yoylech hakaf v'smoylech. Alma hiloche v'smoyl k'sheirin. So you see, aloche v'smoyl is kosher. V'tfeya v'svor l'migma, hiloche mehiloche, miligma hiloche mikaboh. Now, Lecheire, Taisus is shreklich schwer. Taisus asked Akasha, did he know about Elochus Kaap? Didn't he know? If he didn't know about Elochus Kaap, so what's the shayla? If he didn't know about Elochus Kaap, so So, right to what's the shayla? Rav Sheshes told him, Allah has kata here. That was Rav Sheshes. That was Taisus Kash. Fine. So what is the Taisus answers as follows? Rav Sheshes, he's even knew about Allah has kata. Maybe he can't learn out from kata. So now Taisus goes into Ariches, the key in the course of Achman Avrachas Bektoris. We have Shalasis Bavrachas and Genyelach Akapis Melech. Almaloch Abis Melech Sheira. So Lechera, this whole sentence in Taisus is superfluous. I mean, what's Negei Alono, how we learn out that Elochas Kapis Melech Kosher? The Shaila, Taisus of the Shaila was, are you Medamet Akaf? You're not Medamet Akaf. Poshit Le Rav Sheishis, Rav Sheishis says, you know, kaf is kosher b'smoil. No, the Taisa Arichas, because the Taisa said you're only allowed to bring it in once. And you can only bring it in once if the kaf will be b'smoil. So, I mean, that's superfluous. I mean, how you figure it out, you figure it out. The shayla is a yimadama, not madama. That was the shayla. So this whole first sentence is l'chayibri. Now, the tveya v'sfor l'migma, he'lochem, he'lochem, he'ligma, he'lochem, he'kabol. So the ikivot is that, The shayla is, should you be medama ha'ilochet, ha'ilochet, ha'ilochet dam, ha'ilochet kav, should be medama ha'ilochet, ha'kavole. So that's the ikavol, somehow. I mean, here in a suffix, are you medama ha'kav? So he said, yeah, you should be medama ha'kav, because you're medama, you learn ha'ilochet from ha'ilochet, not ha'ilochet from kavol. Like this, the whole taisus is, the whole arichus is very shver. So the Siach Yitzchok says Pshat and Taisvis that Rav Sheshes said a Psakneiche. Rav Sheshes said, he said like this. He said, the Torah said that you need Havo Achas. And by saying you need Havo Achas, you have problems. Havo Achas, now how is the Vikim the Katz of the Vasa? So how can I bring in the Macht and the Kaf at the same time? Havo Achas. I have to bring it Bismol. Now, if a loche b'smoil is possible, and you say that loche b'smoil is possible, so lechere would give him better as a mnish lachan hook. So why did the teire machazoy? You need a roachas. No, now you're in problems. Let's solve the problem. Let's say you don't need a roachas, and we'll bring it in both for yamin. If a loche b'smoil is a psula boide, a loche needs yamin, and a loche b'smoil is a psula boide. So why did the Torah make this new din now? This is a zaitike din. How many times does he have to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim? One time or two. There's one time he has to go in. This is a new din. A loche b'smoil, if it's psul, this is a din b'chol ha-Torah kula, no kabonis, a loche b'smoil is possible. So why did the Torah make this new din, which causes complications and will bring about that you have to make a loche b'smoil, which is a possible loche. Why did the Torah start off with this new din of avo achas? Make that they should make two avos and everything will be yamin. So, weiss doch ois that the Torah did it because there's nothing wrong with a loche b'smoil. That's pshat. That was the Torah made this nai of avo achas, is because there's nothing wrong. It was a shlecht, so baby meilich, the kaf b'smoil. So that's what he said. So from that the Torah made this whole din of avo achas to be machriach, to make a loche b'smoil, so the rai that a loche b'smoil is a good loche taket. So it's a good loche. So meilich, if in hilchas a loche, it's good. So a loche's dam should also be. So see, a loche's hakaf is a good a loche. Or else the Torah would never be matzrich this din of avo achas. So have a swag the migma a loche me a loche me migma a loche me kabol. Look the gemara right. The meisve. So what did Rav Sheshes say that a loche b'smoil is kosher? We learned a baraisa. Zor, v'oinon, v'shiker, v'balmum, v'kabole, v'bahiloche, v'bezrike, posel, v'chein yoyshev, v'chein smoil, posel. So here it says that smoil is posel, v'hiloche, period. Tiyufte, so zobgefregt Rav Sheishes, dat weiss es beemissen, dat ein Loche bis Meil ist hake absurd, and the Zegzeres HaKosov by Machte, but it's Taka Apostle of Eloch. Yeah. It was Hutra by Yom HaKippur. So I saw in the beginning of the Perek, I don't know how much we'll understand of this, but the Ben Yoyodo wants to say that could be Eloch B'Smoil is kosher, the Yom Kippur, because it says that the whole year the Sodom is Mekatrit. But Yom Kippur, he's a Melech Yosher on Klal Yisrael. One day he's a Melech, he's not Mekatrit. That we had before, the Sodom is not Mekatrit. So the Samach Mem is Melamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael Yom Kippur. And there's that Medrash. So Melech, the Samach Mem is Melamed Zchus, so Smoil is also kosher. Al Kuponim, we see from here, Nafna Braise, that Smoil is possible, and it's a Xeris HaKosu by Yom HaKippur. So Tiyufte, Rav Sheishes is upgefallen. Frag the Gemara, for Rav Sheishes, of all people, Rav Sheishes knew of this Braise. Who the Oisve, he asked Akasha and Rav Chisde from this Braise. The Om Alei Rav Sheishes la Amoyre de Rav Chisde. Rav Sheishes said over to the Amoyre of Rav Chisde, the Amoyre was the Metulgimen of Rav Chisde. Boy, me name Rav Chisde, Heiloche Bezor Mal. Is Heiloche Kosher Bezor. Omalei, so, the Amore asked Rav Chisde, he said, Ksheire, Heiloche is Kosher Bezor. Umikro Messayen. It's a posik, I'm off in a posik. What's the posik? Vayishchatu HaPesach. Who is Vayishchatu HaPesach? The Bailam. Zor. Vayizriku HaKoihanim Miyodom. In the Kahanim made the Zrike Miyodom from the hands of the Shochtim, which was Zorim. So that means that the Zorim delivered the Dam to the Kahanim to make Zrike. That means the Zorim made Shrite, the Kahanim made Kabbalah, but who brought the Dam after the Kabbalah to the Kahanim to make Zrike, the Baalim made it. Vayizriku hakahanim miyodom. They made zrike from the hands. They took it from the hands of the zor. Vayalevim mafshitim, and then the levim made hefshit. So that was Rav Chisde shtikter. Rav Chisde, yes, the shayla is a lochik sheire bezor, a posik, it's kosher. Umoyseb Rav Sheishes says, there's enough in the braise for kert. Zor vo'oinon shiker obalmum. The Kabbalah or by Locha Bezrik Apostle. It's enough in the Posek. Chen Yoshe, Chen Smil Posek. So Al Kaponim, so we see Rav Sheishes knew of this Baraisa. So of all things, if he knew this Baraisa, how could he say that Smil is kosher by Halacha? And for the Gemara, Bosel de Shoma, Hodoroiswa. He didn't know about it in the beginning, but not Kefrek. So then you remembered it very good. So the Mela, when Rav Chisde said something, that was connected this Baraisa. He remembered the Baraisa to Shlagop Rav Chisde. Frag the Gemore bo Rav Chisde kro koma. Rav Chisde brings a posik. I mean, the Baraisa in Baraisa, there's a posik. It says, v'kahanim mi yodom. And for the Gemore, the Ovod Maise Itzdebe. That it means that the Zorim, they were holding the dam. They didn't bring over the dam. It means after the Kabbalah, so what did the Kohen went and gave the Mizrach to the Bailam. So he stood there like a klotz and he was holding it. So then when the Kohen was ready to make Zrikas, he went over and he took the Mizrach from him. So that means he didn't hand it to the Kohen. Forget the Yikra Kanami Yodom. It was just like a platform. Instead of putting it down on the ground, which would not be a very secure and safe place to put it, So he gave it to the Bailam, and the Bailam stood off the oath, and then he was holding it. So there was no heiloche mitzad the zor. Let us see Rashi. Zor ba'oinen shikir ba'amum kulo nafkalom b'kroi de mechali avoide beiz de zvochem. V'chein yoishev de boi lamid l'shores. Rapsheshi shu da osfei lo mas nisna la amoyri da Rav Chisde, the Meforish was, al alma shmiyulay, he knew this baraisa, veiche toy la mifshah te ksheira bismayel. Vayizriku ha-kahanim ha-miyodom shal shoichtim, shehim zorim, etter zorim, shechozru vekiblu ha-dam miyad ha-koyin ha-mekabel, that the zorim ha-mekabel the dam from the koyin ha-mekabel, leichu al-azorik. Masiv Rav Sheish is gossin. Masiv the Shomer, the Yisvu Nele, Hoche, Hadarais Ve'il, the Rav Chisde. Maisi Itzteve, Hamekablim Hoyu Moishivim Es Hadom Biyad Hazorim. They put the Dam Biyad Hazorim. Vein Hazorim, Mekarben Oysel, Letzadam Esbeich, Klal, Ala Moishivim Adam, Al Yom, they're holding it. Kasher Al Gabi Yitzteve, just like you put on the platform. So they were holding it. Zot Taisvis. Zor Voinon Vishika Besoiper Kamadas Vochim Nami Maisilo this paraisa. Uperishom Rashi, what's a tight shikur? Shisuya yai. Shosuyai. Viksharabeno Chaim Koin Zatzal, Besoifperk Elo Mumim, Tnan we learned Acheresh Vahashoite Vahashikar Psulim Baodom Uksherim Bebehem. Uporich bigmore shiker achuli mochel avoide. A shiker is mechalod avoide. Ubahadi mumi boy lemechshevei. Now, acheresh vashoit, it seems, is not mechalod avoide. I don't know if it's a kosher avoide, but it's not mechalod avoide. Here, a shiker is mechalod avoide. So it should be put together with a balmum, which is also mechalod avoide. As a effect of gemore. So how does shiker come together with cheresh v'shaitu, who is not mechalo davoide. Umuki lo b'shar dvor ma'meshakrim, it's not speaking about shesuya yayin, it's speaking about he became shikir through other shtiyas, or other achilas. V'loik rab Yehuda da mechayv misav b'shar dvor ma'meshakrim. Al koponim, we have a mishnah about hashikir. The Gemara says shikar does not mean shesuya yayin, because shikar would mean shesuya yayin, so it doesn't belong to that mission. It's mechal davoide. So shikar means he drank shad vorma mishak. Al kain pirish, so we see that that's a tight shikar. Al kain pirish rabbi dechaim, dochidnami mairi bishad vorim hamishak. Ritzvo pirish, the pirish rashi yike v'adara, v'mahosim yeshchai lepirish. The first time shikar achuli mochel avoide. The Gemara is tam. How does shikar belong here? Shikar is mechal avoide. Alma the stam shikar mairi b'shesu yayay. Stam shikar is shesu yayay. Hosom the kosherlei b'hadi mumim boilem echshvei. But there, if it's like stam shikar, so it was put into the wrong baraisa. Lochimukilei b'shar dvor ma'meshakar. Avoloch, the tonel b'hadi mechal avoide. Here it says together with the zor, oinon, balmum. So stack it together with Mechal Le'avoide. Nuk me b'shesu yayayim, kama yistam shikar de b'chol duchte. Zog te gemore weiter. Boi Rav Pope, chofan chaveiroi, v'nosan l'soich chofnov. What is if the chaver, someone else made chafine, and he put it, the maise chafine he made, He took from the macht that was molei k'tayres. V'nosan l'sei chofnov. And then I put in the chofnaim of the kohen gadol. Mal. Molei chofnov vo'inen v'ho'ike. So this is molei chofnov shel kohen gadol. He has molei chofnov. Hoidilma v'lokach v'hevi v'inen. But there's a molei chofnov without a v'lokach. And before, and could be the velokach, maloya, the velokach is going on the baby also. Need a maisa lekiche. Oleka. Take. So the Gemara is like, take. So trashe duma velokach vehevi, the velokach nami, a maloy chofnov koi. Even though pshat in the posik says velokach maloya machta gachla yeish, but velokach is also going on maloy chofnov vehevi. Zoktaiswitz, boi rapope, chofan chaveiroi, venosan lesoich chafonov, mahu, meloi chafonov, chofno binon veike, oh, you need velokach. Taimoli, ha'iboi leila el kvar, ki ha'idavni gabi bein ha'binayim. So this is, that was the same shayla before. Here the same shayla of the bein, of this apsul of the bein ha'binayim. It can be makta the bein ha'binayim, because the bein ha'binayim is nichnas memeila bein ha'tzboi, so teltan v'loka. So memeila it's no good, you can't be makta. You can only be makta that was a meisla kicha, this was nichnas memeila. Or maybe v'loka doesn't go on Meloy Chofna. That was the shayla of the Gemara before. That was our puppy shayla. Fine. It's not fine to nachem, the clout to nachem, the zelbe shayla. Does the velokach go on Meloy Chofna? She has to make a maisa lakicha, so Yenim's lakicha won't be good. Or doesn't it go on Meloy Chofna? It's the same shayla, two nafkaminis. Taimoli, oi boy le leel kvaki, I gav, the gabi bein abinayim. What's the new shayla of our puppy? Bishloima, no, it's a new shayla, bim tim saloima kop. Im tim tzulay me beina bimnaim loy deloy kori bei velokach vehevi. If you'll tell me that beina bimnaim is no good val se felten velokach, utako se felten velokach, kiven loy osi mikoya kavre, that which crept into the beina bimnaim. This is not mikoychoy, this is memele, so felten velokach. Hochimai, mi amrinin aval gav delav ihu chofan, even though he didn't make the ma'isach chvina. Mikomokim kivin the mekoyach gamre kosi, but there was someone that didn't make a chvina. Shape domi, v'shape kerinim be'vilokach alokeach mishu. There needs to be a lekiche. V'yosim bechofnav shal koyin godom, hodol na'ayelu, ukri be'i muloi chofnav v'hevi. That means the Gemara is a shayla, could be by muloi chofnav, you need a ma'isa lekiche, but a ma'isa lekiche does not have to be took the coin that's mile in the lefnim. I'll be need a velokach. By the bein abinayim, there's no velokach at all, because there's nichnas memele. Here there was a lokach, but not a yedei ha-koyin ha-machnes. I do my velokach ve-hevi binish ha-loikeyach yove. You need that the maybe should be the velokach. So it's two different shaylas. He says there the shayla was, bechlau do you need a velokach? You can get away without a velokach. And here the shayla was, that could be, I feel you need a velokach, could be yoitzed a velokach, mit yenims lekich. Now, that shayla we had mentioned before on Teisvist, that memzainam at base, the chakire of the gedolei achroinim, by lakachtem lechem b'yoyim arishayim, if do you have to, what is the halach if a person will pick up a lulav before alois hashacha, and he'll be holding it after alois hashacha. What is lakachta mechem? If lakachta means the process of taking it, so the lakicha was kaidim zmanoi. If lakachta means holding it, so lamai says, so I'm holding it. So it'll be a second afkamina, a meiradik afkamina, if a person wants to be kind of the lulav. So first he has to make a maisa hagbor, now it's his. Now after it's his, he didn't make a new maisa lakicha. So he has to put it down and pick it up again. Oh, the v'lokach means that he has to hold it, so he's holding it. So here, an agemore, the chazaynish, ve'er semeyach, the b'rei misodah shtarnzach an agemore. L'chayr, we see from agemore, the agemore says that if someone else put it in his hand, it's no good. It's out of v'lokach. He's holding it. So we see that v'lokach has to be, they says it's v'mekayach gavle, maybe yenim v'lokich, without no shayla. But al kaponim, That the tnai of lakicha is that it has to be taken. It has to be taken. So, but holding alone is not enough. He's holding it. That's not enough. So what is pshat? What will be by the dalet mina? So the Marei Mesod says pshat. This is the lashon of the Marei Mesod. He says mashmois lakicha. Mevuah, the mashmois lakicha, hainu maisa lakicha, loy mashe ma'akev v'yodo. Calls man sha'ich is adob. That's not called lakicha. Holding is not called lakicha. Lakicha means taking. V'imkei, mashe kosav lakachta mechem bolule, ein elu b'shashe magbiya. When he's picking it up, he's taking it. V'loy calls man sha'ich is. U'be'emes ein eikein. It's not true. Yizicha yoitze when you're holding it. Ela kolz man sha'oicheis b'koyach yodoi mikri lekiche. מה שאין כן, מה שמונח ממילא ביודי, אין קרוי לקיחה. I think the Rav Mesoda means to say as follows. Here, his hand is like a cloth. It's a mice, it's the Bibiyama. That means his hand is spread out, and this, and it's supporting, it's holding the Melech Ofnot. That's not considered Lekiche. But by the Lulav, if he won't grasp it, that means if he'll hold it like a cloth, so he won't have a Lulav and Esig over there. He has to hold it. He has to be oiches the lulu bekoicha. He has to hold it. That is called lekicha. I think that's what the Borei Mesoda means to say. Kozman she'oiches bekoyach yodoi mikri lekicha. That means he's grabbing it. That's called lekicha. The Chazon Ish says a different shot. And the davke bechafine beinen netile miklisharis. So the Chazon Ish says by chafine that what you need a lekiche because you have to take it from a klisharis. Ma she'ein kein be'esrin. So lechayre the Chazon Ish tachsame means to say as follows. He means to say what's the inyan of taking. So if there's an inyan of, it's in a mokim mesuyim, and you have to take it from the mokim mesuyim, so there's an inyan of taking. There's an inyan of, I have to take it from a klisharis. The machte that's holding it is a klisharis. There's an avoid of taking it, making loichofna from a klisharis. So there, lekiche means the process of taking also. Ma she'enke, by an essence, there's inyan from taking it from someplace. I have to take it from the table. Oh! I have to pick it up from the table. There's an inyan was on the table before. I have to pick it up from the table. There is no inyan of taking it from a mokim mesuyim. So memeilu de lekicha means holding. That's what the Chazon Ish says. So I hear a ha'ora on the Chazon Ish. He says the Chazon Ish is a tashtik teire. That the machte that's holding the k'teiris is a klisharis. And there's an avoid that taken from a klisharis. In Mikdash David I found Mikdash Dovev asks Akasha. He asks Akasha, we heard in the Mishnah that they brought to the Kohen Gadol a machto, oh, this is such a lotion. There was a machto gdusha. As I state, there's a lotion. There was a machto gdusha, and he made chafine from the machto gdusha. So gdusha means it was a heaping machto. So he brings a raya from a gemara that is something that's godush does not have kedushas kli, because only what is in the keli alone, that's called in the keli. That what's heaping over the keli doesn't have a kedushas kli. So he says that you never make chafina from a klisharis. If you need a klisharis, how can you make chafina from the godush of the keli? It's not in the keli, it's over the keli. Then he brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that they took a machta shalchol, not an Yerushalmi. So they're not like the Chazon Ish. But I found later that El Sameach says similar to the Chazon Ish, but he says a different knesh, so then it'll be very good. He said that the El Sameach says as follows. The Sameach says, if the Torah mentioned it is to be taken from a certain place, then lekicha means taking. So he says, by lekachtam, Lekachtem, it says, Lekachtem gachalei eish me al hamizbeach. So what is the type of that Lekachtem by the gachalei eish? You're taking from someplace. It's a clone, al gabi hamizbeach. So if you're transferring the Lekachtem to the Meloi Chofnav Yodi, the Lekachtem is going on Meloi Chofnav also, so it also means the same thing. There the Lekachtem means you have to take it from someplace. Because the thing is specified, it has to be taken from a mokim. So there Lekachtem takim means the pu'ula of taking, not the pu'ula of holding. But if the thing is said by Dalad Minim, Lekachtem lechem priyei sodo, so there the thing didn't mention has to be taken from a certain place. So there Lekachtem means holding. That's what the Yosebeir says.